In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Immaculate Heart of Mary, Saint Joseph, Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque, Saint Bonaventure, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate the solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Tomorrow we celebrate the feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. These two hearts, which have loved us so much, they love us more than any other hearts that have ever been made. And of course, we honor the Son today, the most Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Heart of God, because he manifested his heart in a special way to Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque. You know, they say a person who wears his heart on his sleeves is someone who is easily expresses his emotions. Well, our Lord wears his heart on his chest to show us and to manifest to us, as he said to Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque, this is the heart that has loved man so tenderly and so intensely, and yet he has thorns on his heart, not from his enemies, but from those who claim to be the ones that love him. That's the ones who inflict it upon our Lord's Sacred Heart the most intense pain. And so, of course, that devotion of the nine first Fridays was to make reparation to our Lord's Sacred Heart. Today is also the feast day of Our Lady of Akita. And at Akita, there was also great devotion that the sisters had. They prayed in front of the Blessed Sacrament, this prayer to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, because obviously the Eucharist is the sacrament of God's love for us, and he manifests in many of the Eucharistic miracles that the part of his body that he wants to show as his real presence is his most sacred heart. And so we must call to mind that we are loved by God with a human heart, a heart that he has united to his divine person. So that we are loved with the heart of God, that he wants us to know how much we are loved by him. Piety, that virtue is, which makes us understand that we want to be good. We want to be pleasing because we love the other person and we don't want to offend them. And that is what is our Lord's hoping by this manifestation of his great love for us in his Sacred Heart, that we too will respond to that and think that, you know, when I have this temptation before me, it's not some abstract thing that I'm trying, it's a person that I want to remain faithful to, and to say no to this sin. And it's so important that we, in our spiritual life, that we come to understand the personalized love that God has for us. It's not something abstract. It is really personified in the person of Jesus Christ. St. John Marie Vianney says that the priesthood is the love of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, that he manifests his love especially through the priesthood, that he comes to us through the ministration of the priest in times when we are most in need of his help, whether we're on our deathbed or sick, or when we are in need of forgiveness, or whatever the sacrament is that the priest gives to us, or just the fact that the priest gives a listening ear to us in times of difficulty, and gives us words of consolation and spiritual guidance. So that today is also not just the feast day of the Sacred Heart of Jesus or the solemnity, but also it's the World Day of Prayer for the sanctification of priests. So let us pray in a special way today for that priests will be made holy, that they will be truly conformed to the pattern of our Lord's heart, and truly manifest his love of his most sacred heart to those people that they serve. Today also is yesterday evening on the vigil, the bishops of the United States consecrated our nation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. In honor of the 250th anniversary of our nation's founding, they wanted to consecrate our nation. I don't know if they've done it before, but it's a good idea to consecrate our nation to the Sacred Heart. So we have a piece of paper that we're going to do afterwards, after Mass, in front of the Blessed Sacrament. We're going to consecrate, say that prayer of our nation, consecrating our nation to the Sacred Heart. And then today, we're going to consecrate ourselves, renew our consecration of the human race, including ourselves, to the Sacred Heart, which when you do that in front of the Blessed Sacrament exposed, you can receive a plenary indulgence. So there are 2 days in which you can make the act of consecration of the human race to the Sacred Heart and get a plenary indulgence. That is today, on the solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and on Christ the King, because those are two mysteries that are closely connected. Christ is the King of love. He's the King of all nations. His most sacred heart is his kingly heart. It's a reign of love that he wants to establish in the hearts of men, that they will love him, love God above all else, and their neighbor as themselves. And hopefully by doing that, when we love God with our whole heart and our neighbor as ourselves, then we will have peace in the world. We'll have more peace than we have now, for sure, if we were guided by those principles instead of greed or lust for power or whatever the vice is that's motivating people in positions of power today. Perverted religious ideology is one of them. And so Christ is King of all the nations, as we're going to learn in our consecration prayer. All men are called to be under his kingship. Our faith is meant for all mankind. The Jews, the Muslims, the Hindus, the Buddhists should all be converted to the most sacred heart of Jesus. And we pray that that will come about. Pray that he will truly be the King of all hearts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.